This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning, Wendy. What a pleasure having you along this morning.
Good morning, Brad. Thank you for having me, as usual.
It's always a pleasure. So we're part two of dental health and its impact on our well-being. For our listeners saying, oh, that's interesting. This is a very fascinating conversation. All our years, Wendy and I have not quite tackled it like this. And you can check out last week, which is part one. The podcast is up on the website of kpulpit.co.za. Click on Get Up and Go Breakfast. Scroll till you find Dr. Wendy and the new one at the top of the pile. Wendy, we touched on the different systems in our body that's affected by our dental health. I know we touched on the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, respiratory system, reproductive system, musculoskeletal system, digestive system, nervous system, immune system. Well, you listed them for us early on last week. I had no idea, and I don't think many of our listeners knew either, that what we put in our mouths has such a massive impact on all of these, and not just the food we eat, right?
Yes, no, so it's not just the food we eat, it's what's going on in the, so we have a microbiome throughout our bodies. We have it inside our bodies, outside our bodies. We're made up of largely microbiomes. And that microbiome, if that is disrupted, if the bacteria are out of balance, so you have too many bad bacteria, or, you know, you have unfriendly things going on in the oral cavity, then that is going to influence our systemic health.
So we touched on cardiovascular health and the endocrine system, and you can go and check these out again, and respiratory system. I think today we're starting on the reproductive system, Dr. Wendy.
Yes. So here we're looking specifically at pregnancy and fertility. And oral infections or chronic gum inflammation can affect pregnancy outcomes. So these conditions have been linked to preterm births, low birth weights, preeclampsia, and can also, periodontitis can also contribute to male infertility. And the research shows that women who have gum disease can be up to seven times likely more to deliver prematurely. So yeah, that's quite a risk for somebody who is, you know, carrying a little baby inside them.
I wouldn't say I'm the most well-read person out there, but I thought I was fairly well-informed, and I've never heard anything like that before. I'd love to hear from my listeners if anyone has ever heard that before. So you're telling us now, as we link all of these different systems together, we really need to be taking a whole lot of better care of our teeth and our gums and what's going on inside of our mouths. I feel like I've woken up and discovered something brand new.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, our systems, our bodies are so interconnected. Those systems are interconnected. We can't separate them. We can't just think, oh, well, it's a tooth or it's a mouth or it's, you know, a different organ or system. We have to realize that there's connections between them. And that one area of the body can negatively impact, if it's not well, can negatively impact other areas of the body as well.
So let's assume then that there's something going on inside of our mouth, and maybe we don't know it because maybe it's just normal. That's just how my mouth always feels or how it always looks, and I don't know. So we should really be getting checkups. Now, when I say mouth, I'm thinking dentist because of teeth, but can you go to your regular doc and say, check out my mouth?
Well, it depends. You know, if you have some mouth sores, or if there's something going on in the mouth, you could perhaps just speak to your doctor. But generally, a dentist is going to be the person who's going to be able to tell you, is it something to be concerned about? And they would be able to treat that because, you know, that's their field of expertise. So they are going to be able to, and they can x-ray and they can see. Because sometimes, you know, you think the surface looks okay, but what's going on under the surface? So you might need to be having x-rays and further testing to see what is actually going on below the gum line. Because that's also problematic.
So if I've learned anything so far in this conversation over the last two Thursdays, is this is not just about my teeth. This is not just about, oh, I'm so worried I go and then he finds a cavity or something and then I'm going to need an injection and all of that. I don't feel like I want to go through all of that. But if it's affecting every system in my body, then I should prioritize a dentist visit, not put it off for 5 years because I don't want to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we do need to override the fear. And, you know, the fear is real because it isn't a pleasant experience most of the time. But I think prevention a lot of the time is better than cure. So if we are going for those checkups, if we're seeing the oral hygienist, if we're flossing and we're brushing our teeth daily, and we're really watching what it is that we are consuming, so that we're not exposing our teeth to, too much sugar or too many of the things that can potentially cause gum disease, then the outcomes are going to be much better. Then we're less likely to fear going to the dentist.
Well, let's take it a step further. I mean, we're busy talking about all of these systems, and now let's take it to the musculoskeletal system, because what's going on in our gums can actually have an effect on our joint health. And somebody yesterday sent a message through speaking a lot about their struggle with arthritis. Are those connected?
Absolutely. So the bacteria from the gums can trigger or worsen autoimmune joint damage. So in things like rheumatoid arthritis or in just osteoarthritis, in certain autoimmune conditions that are specifically joint focused, having any form of bacteria in the mouth can exacerbate those symptoms as well.
What about bone density? Because we know that's something as we get older that we need to go and have that checked out. Can bone density be affected by what's going on in our mouths?
It can be. So chronic inflammation, whether it's oral or somewhere else in the body, accelerates bone loss. And so that can affect our jaw as well as our systemic bone density. If we have bone loss in our jaws, there's a good chance that there's bone loss elsewhere in your body too.
Yeah. Thanks, Wendy. Now we've moved on from one system to the next. Yeah, the digestive system was the next one in our list. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm putting some in my mouth, I'm chewing something, and it's going down into my digestive system. That makes complete sense. But what happens if I don't chew properly? I mean, that's going to have an effect what's happening further down the line. So I need to use the chompers I've got well.
Exactly. So if we have pain in our teeth, or if there are teeth that are missing, that can impair our chewing, which can lead to poor nutrient absorption. And then those oral pathogens can also disrupt our gut microbiomes, which can contribute to things like IBS or leaky gut or
Wow.
inflammatory bowel diseases as well. So yeah, it's not just about getting food in and, eating something.
Yes.
It's about how are we eating? How are we chewing? Many of us are not chewing enough. If you don't have enough teeth in your mouth, you're definitely not going to be able to chew enough. And so the absorption of your nutrients can definitely be impaired by that.
I'm enjoying this conversation. You have no idea. I'm seeing someone on the WhatsApp line. You're saying, I had no idea these things were so connected. They are. It feels like we're learning something new. But why, and I'm speak for myself here, why I didn't think about the connection between those things is unusual, because you're so worried about what you eat in terms of the food. And we've spoken about preservatives and sugar and all of those things that are in the food that we eat. And that's important, Wendy. But now we're reminding ourselves it doesn't just end there. It's what's going on in your mouth, because that goes down with the food into the rest of your body and into your bloodstream.
That's right. Yes. So the oral cavity, you actually cannot underestimate the importance of what's going on in your mouth.
So then what about that bacteria that we're just talking about now, the bad bacteria? If I'm swallowing that and that's going into my body, can that affect like my brain?
Well, it could potentially, yes, it can affect every system in your body. So your nervous system is the next system that is involved. So your brain and your nerves. Some of this bacteria and the inflammatory molecules can cross the blood-brain barrier, and that contributes to neuroinflammation. So things like Alzheimer's disease or dementia or cognitive decline, all of those things can be influenced by poor dental health.
And then to our immune system, Wendy, how exactly does that work? Because we know we our immune system, you mentioned this, like a massive percentage of our digestive system is housing our immune system. So then what's coming from our mouths could then have an effect on our immune systems too then.
Yes, exactly. So if you think of your mouth as a frontline barrier for the immune system, so it's almost one of the first ports of call, if we're looking from an internal perspective, the chronic oral infections keep our immune systems in constant activation. And so that burdens the immune system. And then we've got fewer resources to fight other illnesses.
Wow. So if we're putting that effect on our immune system, how's our body going to feel physically then if we're going to be challenging our immune systems like this all the time? Are we going to be sick often? What kind of things are we looking out for? Signs that there's a problem there?
Yeah, so you can be sick often. You can have a delay in recovery from surgeries. You can have an in increased systemic infection risks. You know, you can th these systemic infections are not localized. And then a higher risk for secondary infections. We already spoke about the respiratory system last week, where people can be at higher risk for developing pneumonia, and that impacts their immune function as well. So if we're not able to heal, and if our body's not able to control the inflammatory responses, then we are also at a higher risk with the immune system. And then autoimmune flare-ups, as we said, with the musculoskeletal system, any of those autoimmune conditions can also be exacerbated if the immune system is not functioning well.
Wow. We've literally got a minute together still, Wendy. Can you run through to some of the simple things that we can do to make the situation better?
Yes. So the protective strategies would include daily brushing and flossing, regular dental checkups, and seeing the oral hygienist, consuming a balanced diet. So what we are eating is very important. We want to be avoiding sugars. We want to make sure we have enough minerals and vitamins. Calcium, vitamin D, vitamin C are very important for oral health as well. And then we want to avoid smoking and excessive alcohol intake, caffeine intake, anything that's highly acidic. Because that can also affect gum disease, and then smoking, obviously, oral cancers would come in there too.
Wow, fascinating conversation this week and last with Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Wendy, this has been eye-opening, and I think dentists are going to be flooded with all of us going, make your appointment quickly. Appreciate you, Wendy, and your expertise. Have yourself a really, really great Thursday, and we'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, Brad. Have a great Thursday too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.